This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We cannot wait to get to the phone lines because you got much more to get to with predictions here, and people still calling in, so let's do it. Jeremy in Chicago. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, Sal. How are you? Let's go 14-3, Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl.
Okay. Love it, Jeremy. Thanks a lot. Stay good. Stay good out there in Chicago. Loved our visit to Chicago. Let me just write his name down. Jeremy in Chicago. I want to make sure I don't screw that up. Loved my visit to Chicago. Bills played a preseason game there a few weeks ago. Got to go to Wrigley Field. Very, very great summer city. And by the way, a team, Chicago Bears, that has a lot of high expectations this year. And so do the Buffalo Bills and so do the Baltimore Ravens. They're getting after it on Sunday night. We're going to have all the coverage right here for you on WGR Sports Radio 550 throughout the day, of course, and into the night. And the game call starting at 8:20 p.m. Right now, though, it's a Buffalo Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. Call the eights. And by Crosby Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We are getting you connected right now with us because we're getting connected with you, the fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. David in East Amherst. Hi, David. What do you got for me?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good.
Just want to say also I'm a huge arrow up, arrow down fan. I wait for that every week. I do one for my beer league softball team. Second of all, I'm going to say 14-3. Obviously division title, but I'm going to go on a limb here and say Super Bowl, it all depends on who's doing the halftime show, if you get what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but I will ask you, do you actually give like arrows up and down for who performed well and not in your actual game and on your team? Is that what you do?
Yes. Yep.
I love that. All right. Well, do your buddies get mad at you when you give them arrow down? How does it go?
Sometimes, but, you know, it has to be done for improvement. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, I appreciate you still reading. I appreciate you reading it and getting inspiration from my arrow up, arrow down. Thank you very much, David. He said Super Bowl champs, but depends on the halftime show. I don't know. I mean, I actually didn't want to know because I have no idea where that was going to go, but that's okay. Let's go to Vince in North Buffalo. Hi, Vince.
Sal, I want to predict 13-4. We get to the Super Bowl, but lose. I love Sean, but I have deep concerns about his last-minute time management.
If the Bills got to a Super Bowl but lost, and it was a close game, and you know, obviously there would be, if people would be upset at Sean McDermott, no doubt, if that was the case. But how would it change the way people view him if they just got there because he hasn't been there yet and finally able to get to a Super Bowl with Josh Allen? I mean, it's hard to do, right? So I'm interested to see if that were to happen, how the discourse around him would be. You know what I mean, Vince?
Yes, I do. The only thing is I keep thinking back to 13 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was a key, obviously a key game and a key moment. And it just was not handled properly.
Who are they going to lose to if you say that? Do you have a prediction on that?
I will say that they will lose to The Giants.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's an incredible prediction. That is the wildest prediction we've had so far, that the New York Giants will win the NFC. Heck, with all these Bills 17-0 predictions people have given me, the wildest prediction, what's more likely? The Bills go 17-0 or the Giants make the Super Bowl? Josh, what do you think? What's more likely?
I don't know. Jackson Dart would have to have one heck of a season for the Giants to win the NFC.
Man, what is more likely? The Bills going 17-0 or the New York Giants winning the NFC?
You know what? Why not? Let's go with the Giants. Jackson Dart's going to come in hot.
17-0 is tough. You get to the end of the year, you're resting guys. I don't know.
Right? Let's go with the Giants.
All right.
Just for fun.
That's pretty funny. Jimmy in Kansas City. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, not much. Thanks for taking my call. And before we get going, I just want to let you, it was a pleasure meeting you in Houston last year. So really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and my daughter. So
you got
thank
it,
you
man.
For that.
Yeah.
And then my prediction, this is strictly for Hollywood finish. All right, 13-4, we go to the Super Bowl, but Josh gets hurt and Mitch wins the Super Bowl to get his Hollywood ending.
Wow. Well, I've never obviously wished that anything would happen to Josh Allen, but I mean, but we have seen, you know, it's so funny, right? If you go back years, even the team they're playing this week, do you remember the year? I don't know how, I mean, I'm assuming, Jimmy, you're old enough to remember this, but do you remember when the Ravens won it the year that Trent Dilfer won it? Because he wasn't even supposed to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, was it Tony Banks?
Tony Banks, yeah. And the year before that was the Rams when Warner had to come in, right? And
Trent
Green was the starter. There was a run of a bunch of times where a backup quarterback won a Super Bowl. Now, that was a whole season in most of those cases, right?
Right.
Where that guy came in and did that. And then, of course, you have Nick Foles. Nick Foles did that in Philadelphia, which was
Mitch
was incredible.
Mitch would be the new Frank Reich.
You know,
coming in and becoming a legend.
Well, I hope that the game part of it is right for Bills fans out there, Jimmy, but not necessarily the other part that you say. But I still understand and feel you there with the Hollywood ending. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy.
How you doing, Sal? Yeah, listen, this is our year. I know I say it every year, but this has got to be our year. I think we win it, and I think we it's going to sound because they signed the Dallas player that I like Green Bay, but I've been on Green Bay well before they signed him. Mm-hmm. I just think their quarterback takes a step forward. I'm a firm believer in giving a quarterback 2 or 3 years to sit on the sidelines and watch before you put him in the game. But I think we play Green Bay. I think we win it, and I think there's a big party in Buffalo this year.
What's the overall regular season record for the Bills?
I don't even really think it matters. I'm going to say what everybody else was saying. We'll lose a couple of tough games to good teams, and we'll lose one where we shouldn't lose. So I'll say we lose maybe 4 or 5 games.
But Sal,
can I say something on that spitting issue? I know you're taking things, but can I say it just quickly?
Sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sal, very quickly, two things in sports that I think that you don't start with just, a first-time offense. I think things are so outrageous that it should be – I think this suspension should be 8 games, not 1 game for spitting on somebody, to never happen again. And in the NBA, when guys go by you and they wind up smacking you in the junk – Those are two penalties I think should be a lot more than just a slap on the wrist. Thanks, Al.
Billy, coming in with some predictions and takes. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. I've seen the league and the teams that you met that you just mentioned about backup quarterbacks. I'm not saying Josh is going to get hurt, but it's not about how we finished or start the season or the overall record. We've been good. It's about how we finish. So I'm going to predict 11-6. Defense starts to turn it up a gear the third quarter of the season and propels us into the Super Bowl. Josh finally gets the defense to match the offense, and we beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's great because I live in near Philadelphia.
And they would beat hometown man Nick Sirianni here from Western New York, right? Jamestown native Nick Sirianni. That would be if they go back and – the Eagles go back looking for a repeat. A Bills-Eagles Super Bowl. I mean, this was the talk the last couple of years. And, you know, it would just be crazy with the two fan bases. We know what they're both like, right? Mike is in Phoenix. Let's go, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Sal. How's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, so I want to predict that we're going to go 13-4, get the number one seed. I really do believe that this is the year we get the number one seed because of our division. And I think Baltimore and KC are going to – I think they're going to easily win their divisions, but they're going to lose enough games that we'll get that number one seed because of the other teams they're facing in the West and the AFC North. But I do think we're going to get that one seed finally, get to the Super Bowl, and face the Green Bay Packers.
You got a prediction on the result of that game, or you don't want to say it?
Oh, we're going to win, man. We're going to the Super Bowl, man. I predict that we're
all
winning.
Right. You got it. Thank you very much. I want to make sure, Mike, I got you on record. We'll do one more. Gary in New Hampshire. Hi, Gary. You're on WGR. Go ahead.
Hi, Sal. I'm a first-time caller. I've been a Bills fan since 67.
All right.
I've gone through all these coaches, Jim Ringo and Kay Stevenson and Rex Ryan and all that. So my prediction is this. I think you're going to have a show in February where all the people who have dissed on Sean McDermott get to call and explain why they're sorry, because we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to finish 13-4, but we're not going to win the President's Trophy or whatever you call it. We're going to finish second. Yet, we're still going to have that AFC Championship game in Buffalo because Baltimore's going to get upset. That's
wow.
My prediction.
All right. That's a detailed prediction.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, I mean, 13-4, not the one seed, but they still host because the one seed loses.
That's right. I think Kansas City is going to finish fourth and beat Baltimore and then come to Buffalo and get stomped. And then we're going to go to the Super Bowl and, of course, beat Philadelphia because they just annoyed me last night. So let's beat Philadelphia.
Gary, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling and listening and everybody else who did. And that's a great way to end it. We're going to stop taking calls on predictions here because we got a lot more to get to today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And we'll keep the phone line open in case Sean McDermott's early. That's number one. I'm expecting him around 11, but you never know when he could come aboard a little bit earlier. 22 calls. Josh, great job. Thank you. 22 calls we just took. And let's see. Let's run through them here. How many Super Bowl champs do we have? One. Hold on. We had a whole bunch. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 out of the 22. The seven that weren't. A Super Bowl loss, a playoff loss, that's all it said. A Super Bowl loss, a first round loss, lost to Baltimore in the divisional round, and a Super Bowl loss. So actually six. So I guess maybe, so I messed up my math somewhere, but there you go. Yeah. We went everywhere. The lowest record prediction was Bob in Virginia at 10-7. Losing to Baltimore in the divisional round. This game might factor into how that plays out if the two teams do wind up meeting in January. But it doesn't have to, right? Remember what happened last year, folks. The Bills go to Baltimore and just get really run over from the first play of the game by the Ravens. At the end of the year, the Bills were still hosting the Ravens in the playoffs. It's a long season. Teams change. Anything can happen. You can't take one game and define that as your season. And I think fans do that a little too often now because we live in such a react now society, right? I get it. And you, oh my God, the defense this, the offense that. I mean, the offense last year was the highest scoring offense in team history, breaking records, second highest in the NFL last year. There were times it wasn't the greatest, but overall it was unbelievable. Great. The defense, of course, had their struggles a lot last year. There were times they played pretty well and they took the ball away a lot last year. They also had real struggles on third down, and that was a very big issue for them. But no matter what happens on Sunday night, let's remember, it's a long season. No matter what happened, and either way, by the way, if the Bills go out there and just crush the Ravens, it doesn't mean suddenly they're automatically in the Super Bowl. It just doesn't work that way. The Bills beat the Chiefs last year again in the regular season, and they still had to go to Kansas City in the playoffs. The Jets beat the Bills week one 2 years ago. The Bills still won the division. The Jets were still out of the playoffs. Jets have the longest active NFL playoff drought, by the way. It's a little bit longer than the Sabres by a few months. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up the hour, then get to Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.